Okay.
I thought about it until I walked out the door of this building.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
I will shoot you an email.
Happen. Okay, next case, 10,811. Special use exception. To place a manufactured home on a medical hardship.
Yes, this one here, I received a letter from Axiom, Kenneth Christian Berry. He's the one who represented Mr. DeWitt. This was in reference to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship.
Yeah.
And if you recall, that he would like to place a recreational vehicle, a camper, remember?
Yeah.
And we told him absolutely that he could not, that it would have to be a manufactured home. So I think he was trying to find a manufactured home. But in the meantime, Ken Christian Berry wrote this letter that he spoke with Mr. Flem. He would like to be able to place a structure that he can pass on to his children. Therefore, he is withdrawing his application for a special use exception to place a trailer on his lot. So I think he wants to withdraw it, so when he does find a home, he wants to be able to go back on the agenda. Because if you deny it, doesn't it have to be different?
Yeah. So was there opposition?
None.
No.
Okay.
No.
So he's asking for it to be withdrawn.
Oh, that's right. The flyer.
Because it was tabled.
Yeah.
So you could, you can always approve a withdrawal. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
It has to be approved if it's within 48 hours. So
he doesn't denied because he's still looking.
Right.
Have it withdrawn.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So he could pass it on to his family. Because he didn't realize he couldn't have a camper.
So you all can withdraw it. We don't. They withdraw it.
Basically, you treat that letter as a request for withrawal. You have to approve it because it was not before 48 hours.
So this one is for a withdrawal.
Right.
Motion to approve the withdrawal.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve a motion for withdrawal on case number 10,811.
And I received this August 29th.
So you're okay.
So it was in plenty of time, but I didn't know how to work that since it was tabled.
Okay.
Because it was tabled for him to provide the board with the information of what size you and make it.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. You've always been granted. Okay, if there's no further business, Mr. Burrell, I'm sorry.
I mentioned that one thing we talked about
before
the meeting.
Yes.
We've been getting a lot of appeals within the last year. Frankly, I think it's good because some of them are the applicants that you turn down, and rightfully so. But it just means we've got more of the cases. But the one thing I have noticed with the judges is that they are looking more and more at the transcript of your deliberations and less at the record as a whole and the written decision that I typically write up. And what they have said on a couple of occasions is that what they are finding is that I've got things in the written decision that you didn't necessarily say, because I go back and I take things out of the minutes and out of the record to support the decision, even though you may not have said it. So what I'd like to try doing and see how this works is that you guys would make your decisions as you have been doing. I would then take the your notes, your findings, get the minutes from Jenny, because she usually gets them over to me pretty quickly. My own notes, do the written decision, and then have you approve the written decision. That way, it's as if they're consistent at that point. So okay. Even though you may say, I find A, B, and C, then I can find some record to find D and E, and then you'll still approve all five of them. And so there will be some consistency between what you say and what the written decision says. And a lot of municipalities and different places that do that now, we've just never done. I mean, we've been doing things the same way for 35 years or however long Ron remembers it. But I think that will help me out when I have to present these things to the judges and they start asking me questions about how come the written decision says this and none of the five members said it.
Right.
Because the lawyers are starting to figure it out.
So Rick, you'll do it in the next, or following meeting, you'll bring it back to us?
Just like you approved the minutes from the last meeting, you would then have all the findings of fact from the various hearings to approve them as well. And what I would do, probably I would send them to Jenny, as I do now, and she then can email them to whoever gets them by email or however you all get them from the county. And so that way, then, there would just be an additional agenda item. You'd review the minutes, and then you'd review the findings of fact, and then the motion would be to approve the written decision and basically to give Dale then the authority to sign for the board, which is what you do now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to put revised agenda.
Yeah, just
add, and finding of facts.
Yeah, review minutes and findings, or make it a separate one, however you want
to. That makes sense.
So would you note on the agenda which finding of facts that we're approving? Or?
Well, you'd get them all probably just the way I send them to you. I just do them in a list by meeting. But you get findings of fact for the first meeting in September or something. And,
gotcha.
Sounds good.
At least the ones that weren't tabled, obviously. Sure. Just the ones that you decided.
So it just becomes a housekeeping item.
Yeah.
Basically. So when Jenny, you'll send us the minutes, you'll email them or send us them at the same time.
When he gets them to
you. That's what I mean, when you get them from Mr. Burleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's good then. It'll help us all and help you. That's
It'd be easy because now it says minutes of August 22nd. We'll just put finding of facts of.
Yeah, so the next meeting
August
is 26th, and that would be that. What I'll probably do is the. I think I just did findings.
Just do the 25th.
Okay, and I just did today the findings for the first meeting in August. 8th, so those will come up next week for approval then.
Okay, that sounds
good. So that takes out that question then when.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like that, and that made for all of us, and you too.
Yeah, because. I mean, frankly, when I have a chance to sit down and look at all my notes and the minutes that Jenny takes, I can find things that you, if you had the same opportunity, you would do that.
Sure.
But right after the meeting or right after the hearing, you might not be thinking of them. Or if you delay it till the end of the meeting, you may forget what you were thinking about during the hearing. But I have the benefit of written stuff spread out over my desk, so... It's easy for me to put more stuff in there, which is what the courts have been looking to see.
Appreciate that, Rick.
Okay. And we'll continue that on until they find the next
all game time.
Yeah, they'll find something.
Okay, we're open for adjournment then. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting is adjourned.